Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 66 of K-Drama Convos. So we once again have another shorter Chinese drama, which we had one like, I guess at this point would have been like two, three episodes ago, somewhere in there. I think it was three. It would have been three. And so the whole reason we watched this show, we watched Emperor or Boss, is because the actor who played the emperor in this one,
Yang Zi, his name is.
Yes, them. Yeah. I don't know. I don't even try. Like, I know I pronounce Korean names.
Well, this
wrong.
One is pretty easy. Yang Zi.
Well, that's not even how you pronounce it, though. I have no idea. Like, I have no idea how you'd actually pronounce it.
That's about as good as we Americans are gonna.
Like, is it G instead of Z? I have no idea.
I don't know. I can't read Chinese.
I can't either.
You can read Korean at least.
Yeah, but I
so when I we need still, to know how to pronounce it,
I still usually
it's a little closer when you read it in Korean.
I still go a lot like Park Seo Joon. It's really pak, like it's there's not a hard K sound.
Pak.
But be yeah, you don't you have to not think about it. But right. A lot of the time I still say Park Seo Joon just because, like, I'm so used to it at this point. It feels like, kind of awkward to go the opposite, you know. And I don't know. There's nothing wrong with trying to pronounce them, like, at least attempt to pronounce them, like, correctly, though. But, he was the main in The Killer's Also Romantic, which we did an episode on very recently. And it's because we looked him up on Viki. Because we're like, oh, does he have any other shows? It has one.
One other show.
It's only this one. Well, no, they didn't have the other one. The other one's not on Viki.
Right.
But this is the only one of his that they have. And so we're like, you know,
And it sounded funny.
Yeah, like, we read the description. Yeah. We're like, it's another comedy. Yeah. Very different concept. We're like, okay, you know, sounded, you know, if we read it and it sounded boring, we probably wouldn't have watched it, even though he's in it. But it actually sounded entertaining.
Right.
So the whole thing is that it's the time travel thing where he comes from the past. Mm-hmm. It was funny because I was thinking about it. And I was like, have we ever watched other shows that have a similar time travel thing? I know we have.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it was always funny because all of them, or at least 9 out of 10, are the opposite. So, like, one of them was Live Up to Your Name. That one, I think they go both ways. I think she's mainly in the past, but I think he comes to the future, too. Yeah, he comes to the present. So that one, it does both ways, which is actually interesting because you get to see both of them trying to adapt.
Right.
Then you have Scarlet Heart. She goes to the past. Splash Splash Love. She goes to the past.
Faith, the Great Doctor.
I was about to say Great Doctor.
To the past.
He comes to the future or present, whatever, like once.
Yeah.
He's not really there for long though. And then you have three different ones. Like, they're not time travel, but they're ones where the character has to adapt to like this other society, I guess you could say. The Devil's a Part-Timer, which is an anime, where it's Satan trying to figure out how, I guess,
to be a normal person.
In Tokyo.
Yeah.
It's a comedy.
It's actually very funny.
We saw that, like, forever ago. We really liked it. Yeah. Then there's, like, Hibak, that one, a little bit. He's, like, doesn't quite understand how stuff works in the beginning. And then, like, Legend of Blue Sea. She doesn't, like... So I'm like, oh, we've actually seen ones that have that same thing where, like, you're watching them learn what life is like.
Right.
Versus, like, we'll see, like, the one with, like, Hibak and Blue Sea and Dell's a Part-Timer. It's different because the stuff that they're learning, or, like, this one, too, Emperor Boss, you know. Mm-hmm. Versus the historical ones, like, they go, like, from modern day to historical, some of their rules and stuff, I might have no idea. So you're more learning with the character.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of this one, like, you're watching them learn, not learning with them, if that makes sense.
Right. It's hard to imagine being dropped into the world of the future.
Yeah.
Like, for someone, you know, we see him drop in and, the light switches. Electricity. Mm-hmm. And whereas we've never known that.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like, you know, a different way to look at it. Mm-hmm. And that they did that aspect of this show really well. They also had the guy going through time. Like, I don't know why most of the other ones we just so happened to have watched. It was always the girl going backwards, but this one's the guy going forwards.
Right.
I don't know. And but I think that was one of my favorite parts of the show was him, like, learning how the stuff works. Oh, yeah, this is from 2021. It's from last year.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think that was... It was very entertaining. That had a lot to do with the comedy of it.
Yeah, the whole first half was him figuring out all of these things. But, and making mistakes.
Yeah,
because he doesn't know.
And part of it was that he wasn't just trying to figure out how the normal world works. He was also trying to figure out how, like, the acting world works. Like, he was trying to figure out both at the same time, basically. Which probably made it even harder.
Mm-hmm.
But, so with the... Really with this one, because it's 6 episodes long, or at least Vicky broke it up that way. It's actually...
It's 16.
Is it 16?
15
well, no,
minute episodes or something like that.
It depends where you go, because most
That's what they say on Drama List.
Most of the episodes were broken into 2 to 3 parts.
Yeah.
That were like... They weren't even 15 minutes. Some of them
like
were... No, the episodes on Vicky were typically 30 minutes long. Some were, I'm pretty sure some were in 3 parts even, though. So, yeah, I mean, but on Vicky, they put it into 6 half-hour, or some are just over.
So it was a short 3-hour watch.
Yeah, so it was so short that they didn't have many characters, which worked really well.
It's fine, yeah.
So they had the Emperor... The boss and the female lead. That's about it for this one.
Well, they did have...
Like, his secretary, the boss's secretary.
Well,
they had
Robert, the other actor.
Yeah, the other actor.
And then they had the brother. But they were both pretty minor roles.
Oh,
the
him,
Emperor's brother.
At the very end, yeah. Right, they were all very minor roles, though, for sure. So, do you want to start talking about the Emperor boss or female lead? Who do you want to start with? The Emperor. We'll start with the Emperor.
Sure, we'll start with the Emperor.
Favorite character.
Of course, you know, he's of the two brothers that were fighting.
Of course, he's the good one.
Obviously, you know, he wants to do everything for his people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he was fighting over this book, was so that his evil brother wouldn't
have, like, the power, I
power.
Think is what it was.
What scene?
Explain it to me.
Does he first show up? When does he
appear? Oh, the very first one?
Yeah.
It's when she wakes up. I think it's when she, like, wakes up after drinking, and she'd written the thing in the book, and she's in, like, in a prop closet.
Oh, he shows up in the prop closet.
Yeah, and he's in, like, you know, full, like,
right, and she thinks he's an actor.
Yeah, which that was, I think, one of the funniest things was that I feel like at first... She just kind of went along that he's, like he's, like, a method actor.
Right.
And then later on, she just kind of accepts that he's from the past.
Yeah. I mean... So he appears and he's, you know, right after... He was in the middle of a fight, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he doesn't know where he is. But as she takes him around and he...
What?
Wow.
He what?
Experiences all these things from the future. He is very innocent.
Yeah, that's how I described it. I described him, like, in my notes as, like, an innocent kid.
Yeah, he's just so fascinated with everything.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a couple things that, like, she kind of takes advantage.
Oh, my God. But she kept lying
and
to him.
But he believes everything she tells him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, the one with the stoplight, she's like, I'm going to use my magical powers to move.
Goodness.
I was like, oh, gosh, oh, dear.
But pretty much right away, he learns to trust her, and you can see how loyal he is.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, he's on her side. Mm-hmm. And he won't move from that. Like, he defends her from the other actor mm-hmm. and from the director and stuff. And so you get to see his character. He's a really good person. Mm-hmm,
definitely. And it's interesting seeing his development, because he goes from this, like, you know, clueless child mm-hmm. to someone who, like, is starting to understand how, like, the modern day world works. Like, you know, how to order food and, like, use a phone and how to... Right. How to, like, talk in social situations, mm-hmm. basically. Like, he just has to learn all of that.
That's one of those things that I liked the way they did it. They showed the two of them.
Playing
on their phones or practicing lines or doing... Like
watching TV.
Yeah, doing this and that.
They showed, like, little clips.
Right. Mm-hmm. And rather than having whole complete scenes... They sort of did a montage.
Which makes sense. Like, yeah. You know, like, basically him kind of starting to get how
they showed the passage of time.
Yeah.
That way. Yeah, and I really like the way they did that.
I do, too. Because it helped that, you know, he's obviously going to catch on to stuff eventually. But they don't have the time, and they don't need to take the time to be like, this is how he learned to use a phone. Just show that he learned how to use a phone. Like, you know, mm-hmm. yeah. No, I definitely agree with that. But... It was kind of interesting to see how, by the end, it sometimes felt like, oh, he feels, like, he almost felt more grown up or mature.
Yeah.
Definitely almost felt more mature just because he knew how to act, I guess.
Well, that makes sense. It's like he combined his past values and mix them with the modern day stuff
mm-hmm.
into this very mature,
like, yeah, he'd like very, he'd be very quick to, like, defend her right. and stuff like that, and, like, you know, in he still was, like, true to himself
exactly.
but he still, like, changed, like, in certain ways, like, and that was, it was interesting to see what they, like, chose, that how he changed mm-hmm. and, like, how quickly certain right. things were, definitely. And I think one of the funniest thing was that this actor is so skinny. It's, like, crazy. Oh, my gosh. We were saying how, in the last one, he's built, like, an anime character.
Yes.
You could, like, just, like, insert him into an anime, fit right in.
Yeah.
Which, you know, have to change the thing. Because he has that, like, very triangular jaw mm-hmm. that, like, it reminds me of Free, especially. I feel like they really have that. It's, I don't remember who the main guy is, but he does especially. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, gosh, it's so exaggerated. And there's, like, people who, you're like, shoot,
it looks like that.
I know, right?
Yeah.
But he actually, I fit into her, like, she's short. I mean, she's probably more like our height, which is 5'4", which is not tall. And she's... Yeah. Built more like you. She's quite skinny.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually believed that he would be able to fit in her clothes.
Yes.
Like, they were too short for him. But, like, that kind of stuff, like, some shows, you're like, there's no way that's how it would fit them, or, like, this and that. But that one, I'm like, no, I think he mm-hmm. really could have fit in her clothes. Considering... My older brother is kind of similarly built, like, this actor, and I mean, his clothes are big on me, but I can wear them and not look like, certain stuff I can wear and not look like I'm swimming in, and then others, I can't, his pants, he has the absolute, tiniest waist.
He has a... barely a 30-inch waist.
Yeah, he's tiny. Yeah. I can't even... I don't think I could fit into most of his pants. I'm like, that's just not even... I'm like, that's not even
but
going
this
to...
guy, I'm telling you, his waist was less than,
oh my
than
gosh.
30 inches.
It was ridiculous.
And, of course, they accentuated that.
Oh, definitely.
By cinching in the waist of his, you know, his robe very much.
Yeah, so. Oh, definitely, yeah. And so I was like, you know what? I think he would fit in that clothing. And that was, like, it. And then, like, this, the most painful scene is when she freaking cut his hair.
We were like, no!
No!
Because
he looks so elegant with his long hair.
Yes.
And the worst part was that she gave him a terrible haircut. I hated that. It was a little raggedy looking, and it was super. And then, like, the final scene they showed. Sorry.
Maybe you don't want to say that yet. That's not
spoiling. Later on, they show him with a slightly different hairstyle, and it's really frustrating because, like, couldn't you just do that? Like, basically, they put product in his hair. I'm like, couldn't you just do that the whole time? Like,
They did put product in his terrible haircut.
It almost made it look.
They teased it big time.
Yeah, it made it look frizzy, which is very obviously not his natural texture. Right. At least I highly doubt. What are you trying to find? Their heights?
She's 5'4".
Okay, have you found his height?
That's what I'm working on.
What's his name? I don't remember. What's his name?
No, you just keep talking.
I can't talk alone. Believe it or not, I can't always, okay? but no, I really liked the Emperor. He was definitely my favorite character.
Yeah.
And then you have the boss, who I was surprised by. I mean, I expected them to be very different. I was surprised by how much entitled rich kid he was. I didn't expect that.
Entitled rich kid?
Maybe not rich kid. I don't know, he's pretty darn. He always would boss her around. Which, I get how he was doing it is because he didn't realize he liked her yet, but how he did it reminded me of, like, a rich kid.
Huh.
Like a high school rich kid. To be, like, entitled, you know? At least in some scenes.
See, he didn't feel like a rich kid to me, but he did feel like.
Very entitled.
A CEO. That is used to telling everybody what to do.
No, but, like, in a very specific. Like, did he feel like Park Seo-joon's character? He didn't feel like that to me.
He didn't.
See, Park Seo-joon's character almost felt like, at the very beginning, very unaware. He didn't feel unaware, though, in this one. But I don't know. I never really liked, or particularly liked, the boss's character. I don't know. He just was, like, you were saying how at one point you were saying, like, didn't his secretary say to him at one point, like, oh, don't you really, like, it's so obvious you like her. You're, like, a kid who bullies the girl in school. I think the secretary said it to him. And then I'm like, that's exactly what it is. Like, he's, like, but that's how he never got over that, really. And it was kind of.
He's still kind of bullied. Whoa.
Did you finally find it? That took a long time. How tall is he?
6 feet tall.
Yeah, that would make sense. And the boss was a pretty similar height to him, too.
Okay.
Took you that long to find his height?
Well, I had to find his height, and then I had to convert it
into inches.
Okay. So the boss was.
I don't know. I never really liked his character. He felt immature to me.
He did.
In most scenes.
And he was so convinced that all these things that,
that
she
was
funny. Because she was interested in him. Because
of what she wrote in the book, yeah.
But none of those things she did because
she was not interested at all. Mm-mm. But. And you were saying he's a one line he always would say.
Women.
Yeah. Like, even though, pretty much every single time he said that, he was totally misunderstanding.
Oh, totally.
I'm like, oh, men. Like, he was totally misunderstanding it. Like, oh, my gosh. But one thing I was really surprised at with the two male leads was that I expected, like, from the description of the show and from the title, I expected it, you know, like, in a lot of full-length K-dramas. Mm-hmm. They have the male lead and the second male lead, and typically at some point in the show there is a love triangle. Not always, but a lot of the time it's very common to see. And some shows, not a lot, you actually are like, you know what, I could legitimately see her with either person.
Mm-hmm.
You really could. And then majority you're like, oh, you know, obviously, like, you know, she's gonna, like, I don't know, there's so many that
most of them.
You know who she's going to end up with.
You know who she's going to wind up with.
Yeah, for sure. Like, True Beauty is one of the few where you still knew who she was going to end up with, but they felt like pretty evenly, evenly developed mm-hmm. and
yes.
somewhat evenly matched mm-hmm. in a way. Versus this one, they didn't feel like that at all to me.
There was only one point when had both of them confessed before she.
The boss confessed first before the emperor did, for sure.
But when the emperor confessed, did she respond to him immediately?
I'm pretty sure she said no. I think we didn't get to see the end of the scene till later.
To the emperor?
No, to the boss.
Yeah, she said no.
She said no, but we didn't see it, but no, she said no and didn't even, like, take the flowers with her or anything.
Right, right.
But I don't know, and this one, like, the...
I kind of like that we don't know that. I really like that.
Know what?
That we don't know that she responded no to him.
I mean,
because we're almost just as much in the dark as the emperor is about
that.
I
don't know. I knew it the whole time. I knew she wasn't going to say... I knew she said no, but they just didn't show it to it. I think they might have shown it later.
Later they did.
I think they did.
Didn't immediately.
Oh, but to me there was no question of who she'd end up mm-hmm. with. And I remember mentioning how, especially the first like two episodes, you barely saw the boss.
Yeah,
like you really
It wasn't until the second half really that he was in it as much.
In it more. And even because at one point I was like, maybe just because he hasn't had as much screen time, like we don't really know him yet. But even when he had more screen time, he was almost annoying at times to me. Like he wasn't, but he almost was every now and then. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, and a lot of his scenes all kind of felt the same. Like, he was, like, telling her to do this or telling her to do that, telling her not to do this or not to do that. And that was, like, it. You know?
Yeah. He was more, rather than pursuing her with what she would like.
It's because
he was more trying to prevent the other two from getting
together. Yeah, that's more of his drive. I think it's because he didn't know how.
Yeah.
Which, I'm like, I don't care. I just I more just expected it to be like, you know, oh, who's she going to pick?
Yeah.
Who's going to be the one?
Push and pull and
No, there was none of that. You knew who she's going to end up with, like, the entire time.
Yeah.
So the female lead, I think she had really good acting mm-hmm. in this, I would say. I still think it's funny how she just, like, somehow just accepted how he was from the past. That was a little weird. She just rolled with it,
mm-hmm.
I guess from how he was acting, you know.
Well, didn't...
He told her, but who's going to believe that at first?
Well, didn't
you know?
She consider his name in the book to basically be the proof?
Well, I think she took that as one of them.
Right.
I think part of it was just how he acted. Like,
mm-hmm.
even if you're, like, an actor, that'd be too weird, you know? And, you know, she just felt like she was really genuine. She really was nice, but she wasn't, like, she's, like, sometimes, like, at the set, she kind of, not quite walked over, but a little bit, but she didn't feel like this pathetic, helpless character either.
No, she wasn't.
And that was good. That, like,
I didn't like at first how she was taking advantage of him.
She was a little bit. Oh,
a little
for sure.
Bit.
She was using him, totally.
Yes, but...
She stopped that
She
pretty
stopped
soon.
That.
Yeah.
She, you know, she was very kind and very helpful.
Oh, definitely. And I like that, like, you know, she wasn't, like... She was a bit more realistic in the aspect that, like, yeah, at work, there are some times where you just kind of, like... to deal with it, or, you know, she was trying to keep the reputation up and
mm-hmm.
kind of allow, like, knowing, like, you know, this isn't really my job, but I'm just trying to give a good impression.
Right.
Like, she wasn't, like, the, oh, I'm, she wasn't the high and mighty, or, like, or anything like that.
And
but
she wasn't a whiny,
pathetic
girl.
Either. She was
either.
She's in, like, the middle,
yeah.
basically. And that was nice. One thing, I don't think I realized till at least halfway, if not further, and you commented on it, is that every single scene that she's outside the house, she had a beret on.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, That was just her signature thing. Yeah. I think it's funny. It's like there have been Chinese shows. I think it was an Unforgettable Love, maybe. Was it that one? Oh, I don't remember which one it was, where she had the same ponytail.
Oh.
Until there was some, like, kind of breakup or something happened.
The braid up to a braided ponytail.
Oh, wait. Oh, was it?
That was the one where she was a fighter.
Crap, what was that? I don't remember. There have been but she had the exact same hair, like, almost the whole show until the very end. So I found it, I guess it was just, like, a decision to make her, I guess, recognizable, I guess. What the heck show is?
I don't know. That was from quite a while ago that we watched.
Huh. I have no idea what show that was. Was that Chinese?
I believe so, yes.
I don't even know what show that was. Oh dear. Wait,
I remember the two shows we always got.
Oh, there's Unforgettable Love and Love Unexpected.
It might have been. I don't think it was that one. I don't know.
I can, like, picture her with the braid. Well, yeah. But I found it funny that they had her have a braid on. I don't even know. How do you wear a braid?
I don't know how.
How do they keep it on her head? Because it's not, like, it's not at, like, a 90 degree. It's, like, at a 45. I'm like,
how do you even...
Who knows? But, no, I liked her character. She was fun and, like, felt just realistic enough for this type of show. Like, I don't need 100% realism. We have time traveling. Like, it's fine if we don't. Like, I'm okay with that. Oh, one thing with the male lead that I really liked, they took a lot of time, like, in a comedic way. The emperor, was when they still had him do, like, the, like, martial art moves, like, where he went, like, spinning through the air Those are usually, only every season historical, and, like, that was so entertaining to see, and people around were like, whoa, like, how'd you even do that? Like, that kind of thing. That was entertaining.
Mm-hmm, that was fun.
Yeah, and, like, the comedy with this one, I don't know why. I guess I feel like when I think of comedies, I guess I think of American sitcoms. Why is that my automatic? Even though I've never watched an American sitcom.
Never?
No. What sitcom would I have ever watched? Well, you've seen some.
Gosh.
What?
I don't know. I stay away from American
sitcoms. No, didn't you watch some when you were younger, though? No, you watch more, like, reality TV, which is a little bit different.
No. Sitcom. I don't know. See, do you consider,
Was that, like, Love Boat one? What was that?
Love Boat.
Was that I thought that was reality TV.
No, that's not reality. Was that a soap opera?
What is it, then? What's it even? Wait, it's called Love
Sitcom. Cheers. There you go.
Cheers. Oh, well, Cheers is one of the very few good ones.
Yes.
Yeah. So you like that kind of thing. Uh-huh. Like Cheers. Like, I don't know why I a lot of times think of that when I think comedies or
Beverly Hills 90210.
What's that? Wait, what's that?
That was a terrible.
Wait, what's it called?
Beverly Hills 90210.
Hills.
It was sort of
what
like...
What was it? 90210. What the heck
it's
was this?
It's kind of like the whole idea of Friends.
This is a 1990. Uh-huh.
I don't know that would be considered a sitcom. The Cosby Show. That would be a sitcom. Bill Cosby.
Oh
my gosh.
Cosby Show? Yes. I know Bill Cosby.
And it was about he and his wife and his kids. That's what the whole thing was about.
Oh, that looks like a sitcom.
That was a sitcom.
Okay, so like that kind of thing. I don't know why I a lot of times think of that kind of thing. Or I think of like, what was that movie? The Jumanji remake. I've never seen it. I've heard it was decent. It had The Rock.
Oh, The Rock.
And, that comedian. He's a stand-up comedian and stuff. I can't remember his name. Who they're both in that show. I think of like a sitcom and then like that when I think comedy, even though I've never seen either of those genres. Uh-huh. But I a lot of time think of that. And this, the comedy in Asian shows is completely different. I think there probably are American shows that have similar comedy, but I've never seen them. It's a very specific. How do you? That's one thing I've asked Josiah that. I'm like, how do you explain the comedy? Or even, like, explaining what a variety... How do you explain a variety show to someone who doesn't know what that is? It's literally anything, but it's so specific.
Yeah, it's a reality show, but it's...
Not a reality show. Yeah. Well, a lot of reality shows feel so scripted anyway.
Well, they are.
A lot, they're yeah. Most really of them are, anyway. Shows. Yeah, I mean, I've only ever really seen Korean. I've seen a little bit of, like, Japanese variety stuff. It's so...
Okay, go back okay, to your sorry. Point of what sitcoms. You were talking about what you imagined.
My point was the comedy. The comedy. And how this one, a lot of comedy... Honestly, a lot of comedy they used was kind of... I think a lot of it was pretty self-aware comedy. Like, majority of the stuff they had to use it, like, 3-4 times an episode, was, like, the slow motion stuff, be it, like, a fall and a catch, or just even, like, a touch, or anything like that, they love to put in slow motion.
They weren't taking themselves seriously.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
It was fun.
It really was. So it was... Bless you. Excuse goodness. Me.
So it was funny because
it wasn't
they
serious.
Knew they were being ridiculous.
I love when shows shows do it in a specific way. It can be very entertaining. Yeah. And then also a lot of like sometimes how the Emperor like bless you, how he commented on stuff. Mm-hmm. Like with a light switch, he's like, oh, someone in there lighting the fire. Like, you know, like those things that you wouldn't like expect. Like they kept it very funny. It mainly came from the Emperor trying to learn how the world worked.
Right. Which was why the first half of the show was more comedy filled than the second half.
Yeah.
So that's not to say the second half wasn't funny at all.
No, no.
But they brought in a little more drama to the storyline in the second part.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, I liked the first half personally a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. Because it was lighter.
I don't know. I don't dislike heavy shows.
No.
Like, I like, what's a heavy show? Like, Silent Sea, Alice in Borderland.
Valera.
39. Heavies. I wouldn't call those, maybe I don't know if I'd call. Maybe I would. Or, like, Happiness and stuff. Like, much more, those are pretty serious. Also dramatic. Yeah. Like,
Squid Game.
Like, all that kind of stuff. Like, I don't dislike dramatic or heavy shows. This one, it was just kind of, I guess, obvious halfway through that you're like, oh, yeah, there is a little bit less comedy.
It didn't get heavy.
No. It got a little bit more drama, though. Just a little bit. Which is, I was
which
okay
was
with.
Fine.
It was
okay,
fine.
So, we need to mention the kidnapping.
Okay, so spoiler, you should have said spoiler alert before you said that.
Sorry.
Fine. Okay, spoiler alert for the last episode or two, if you haven't seen
it yet. We will not tell you the ending, but we want to talk about...
We'll tell you right before the ending.
Yeah.
So, spoiler alert. If you haven't seen, like, the last... You hadn't seen the show at all.
Here.
Last two episodes. No, I won't say that. I won't say that. Okay. So, we have to mention this scene.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. So, we haven't seen a show that's had a reference like this in a while.
Right.
It's been a while. So, towards the end of the show, she gets kidnapped. Long story short.
We don't have to tell
whatever.
You all the details.
She got kidnapped.
She's kidnapped.
And the Emperor goes to the boss and was like, I can't find her. Like, they get sent a video and, like, they're like, you better come get her. Whatever.
Right.
And you have to mention how you saw it before they even left.
Oh, yeah. So they're in the boss's
hotel room.
And there's like this little alcove.
It's like in a little nook thing.
Little nook. And I said to Annika, I'm like, wait a minute. Did I just see a lightsaber leaning in that nook? And we stopped.
We went back.
And rewound. And so, in the little nook sits the
katana.
Emperor's katana.
Which he gave to the boss.
And a lightsaber.
We're like, why the actual heck does he have there's a lightsaber in his, like, the katana made sense. He was handed it, you know.
We're like, okay, whatever.
They're not even, you know, that was just randomly in the background, right?
There's no explanation whatsoever. You know?
And then they get the video that she's been kidnapped. Like, oh, we're gonna go rescue her, obviously. And, you know, the Emperor takes his katana
and runs.
And the boss just grabs the lightsaber. And we're like, okay. And then this was the most amazing thing ever.
Enter the place where...
It's like a warehouse. Random empty building, as you do, you know. And I don't know if the door was open or what.
The doors come open or whatever the heck.
And there's this, you know, big, obviously it's like a big studio light behind him and like mist almost. And they start slowly walking in.
Their silhouettes.
Yeah. One holding a katana and one holding up a lit lightsaber, which is red. It was hysterical.
Oh my gosh.
And then they played the background music, which was like a take on one of the Goblin soundtracks.
Yeah.
Like 100%, like no mistaking
it. The whole thing was a Goblin
reference.
We were so loud.
You should have heard me clap. I was like laughing, like, you know, like you're slapping. I clap sometimes. My hands hurt because I was like, oh my gosh, and like clapped my hands together. I'm like, my hands hurt, and we just like lost it. And that was so good.
Annika and I particularly like references to other shows.
Oh gosh,
and so many people have done Goblin references.
That was a really good one. I know that. I feel like
there's a lot of Descendants of the Sun references that we've seen.
Not a lot. Really? I can only think of one or two. I like some of the ones that they don't even necessarily reference it by the scene. Ones that reference it by the actor or actress is pretty funny. Like in. What was it called? Camilla. Camilla, when she mentions Gong Yu, he's like, how do I compete with a goblin?
Yes!
And, like, they don't even have to act out the scene. Just, like,
right, that's it. That's all they need to say.
Oh, they're so good. Yeah. Oh, always add a reference. Uh-huh. In True Beauty, it was the teacher... It was like her homeroom teacher saying, and did she have an older?
She had an older sister.
She had an older sister. And one, I think it was her older sister who was sitting in a chair, and the guy was like walking across the crosswalk. That had to be because it was fall at the time or something. Uh-huh. I was like, this is amazing. Anything like that, or even when they just mention actors or actresses by name can be pretty funny. They're like, oh, you look similar to thus and such or something. Mm-hmm.
The old ladies, oh, he looks just like, you know, fill in the blank.
Yeah, exactly. I love when they, amazing. But another thing about this scene was, one was that the actress was really good.
Yeah.
Like, you know, this show... does not take itself seriously, obviously, with him with a lightsaber and a goblin reference. Like, not taking itself seriously. Right. But the female lead emotion in this...
She had this big dramatic moment, and
no,
she...
it was multiple. She kept yelling out and crying, yelling at them to stop. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, really convincing.
Right.
It was kind of weird, though, because, like, her emotions were so good and, like, really, like, very convincing.
Uh-huh.
But then I'm, like, the rest of the scene, I couldn't really take very seriously.
Right, because they're fighting with, you know, swords and... lightsaber.
No, the lightsaber lasts like 2 seconds.
Yeah, it didn't last.
He's out like immediately.
And a knife came out.
Which is fine. That's convincing. But I don't know. I guess just because of the type of show it was, I couldn't take it too seriously. Which wasn't bad. Not in like, oh my gosh, I can't believe. I'm like, oh, huh, that's funny. Like, you know, not in a terrible way. But, so the ending, which we won't spoil the very end. Mm-hmm. I think they did do well.
Yeah.
They left you, it was like concluded but open, quite open. It was left a little bit up to interpretation.
Right.
But honestly, I found it quite satisfying. I'm like, it's a short drama. It wasn't that complicated. Mm-hmm. I thought it was fine. And we all knew the one scene, we all knew it was coming. But, right. You know.
But it was nicely ended.
Yes.
I think it was more than just fine. I think it was a very satisfying way to do it.
Actually, I think it was actually a creative way. Mm. It was quite very unexpected.
Yes, it was.
That was one thing they actually really surprised me with how they ended it like that. I did not expect that at all. And I think it was, like, decently well done. So, overall, I think the show was good,
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Yeah.
Like I said earlier, unfortunately, the boss's character, like, I didn't, like, dislike his character. I didn't really love his character. He was like, he's fine. And that was about it. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
But I think that was okay because you were never truly supposed to think of him as having any chance.
You weren't because really. He didn't. He had zero chance. Oh, gosh. Yeah. But no, it was enjoyable. And some of the stuff, like, the only reason they got away with it because it was kind of like a web drama, basically. And I'm okay with that. With some dramas, you kind of overlook it. Like, you know, there wasn't too much character development, but I didn't expect a bunch of character development, and I didn't need it.
The only really, the development that they had was the relationship between the female lead and the Emperor.
They did do well.
I think they did a nice job with that.
Mm-hmm. Because it showed, like, you know, he really trusted her and how she was teaching him how to do stuff. And, you know, him, once he figured it out, how he could do stuff on his own. And, you know, and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then also them later on dating, which was very cute, by the way. Mm-hmm. I like that they didn't need too much of it either. Right. Just a little bit. I liked that. And, yeah, that they definitely developed. But, like, the female lead didn't get very, like, she didn't really change much, but she didn't need to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wrong with her character, you know, in the first place, which, you know, is tricky because, like, you know, character development is one of those weird things to sometimes say because, like, not every character needs to change.
And not every person you meet in the world, you're going to see character development.
No.
I mean, if you think, okay, you haven't been around that long.
Me? Oh, no, I have not.
Compared. So, but if I can look back.
Oh, yeah.
At myself.
Mm-hmm.
And my character development, sure, so to speak. And it takes a long time.
It does. It really does.
For change to happen. Mm-hmm. So you're not necessarily going to see in the amount of time that the show takes place in.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Not everyone's going to have this big dramatic change.
No, and not every show has to be like, they learned a lesson, or they got over this trauma, or not every show needs to be that. Like, a lot have it in there because it does bring more to the plot and more interest. But this one, you know, they just had their, like, relationship, which...
Right.
That was all they needed for the plot point here. And I think that was well done. Like, they really did not overcomplicate this story. It was very straightforward, and that's all you needed. Mm-hmm. Like, they didn't try and bring in lots of characters or multiple plot lines. It was like the Emperor, her, and the boss. That was it. Like, pretty much. And I think that was fine. I don't know if I'd recommend this drama. I wouldn't. I know I wouldn't. Over The Killer's Also Romantic. I do think it's a better show than this one. And I personally...
It was a funnier show.
It was a funnier show, and I think I enjoyed it more. And it had... See, it had more plot to it, but I was fine with this one not having a lot of plot to it.
Well, this one was shorter, wasn't it?
No, they were actually like the same. They were both 3 hours, I think. Okay. Yeah, they were. Uh-huh. Very, very different. Very different shows. Mm-hmm. But I would definitely recommend the other one first, which is fine. Like, mm-hmm. It's not that this one was bad. So, out of 5, what would you give it?
3.5?
Three and a half. I think that's solid. Mm-hmm. Like, a solid 3.5. Not a questionable one.
Yeah.
Like, it was, you know, I enjoyed it. It was a good watch. Like, and...
Yeah.
You know, I think they did a good job with what they had.
Mm-hmm. Now, sure. I say 3.5, minding that I am stingy with my 5 stars.
You're very stingy.
Very stingy with 5 stars.
How many shows this year have you given 5 stars? Wait, how? I think I have a thing that I can look at. Hold on. How many shows this year have I given 5 stars? I have 1, 2...
Oh, 3. I don't know, because some of these I'm looking back, I think I would change my rating on these.
Okay, tell me what they are. I'm curious.
Okay, well, My Roommate is a Gumiho.
Wait, was that this year? That was not this year.
That was December.
Oh, okay, so yeah, that's fine.
I gave that a 5.
I stand by that.
The Red Sleeve...
I gave it a 5.
I gave it a 5, but I'm leaning to a 4, leaning towards 4.5.
Yeah, that one could be either, honestly. Yeah. That's up there though.
In-House Marriage, Honey.
That should not have a 5.
I have given
I'm
that
sorry.
A 5 because
no, that should have a 4.
There wasn't anything I disliked about it. It was fun, it was cute, it was bingeable, it was rewatchable.
It was so bingeable. Isn't
it was
bad?
So
Okay, I gave that one a 4.
So there are reasons.
It wasn't that good. Okay. Like,
it wasn't, like, stupendous.
I give it
was so funny.
I've seen it, like, 3 times.
I know,
it's
yeah.
bad. I gave it a 4. I gave... Oh, really? I gave XX wait. That higher rating?
I gave XX a 5.
I gave it a 4.5.
Wait, can I step in? What is that?
Oh, can I step in? Was
Which
that with
was
ONF? Was that ONF? The, like, Total Web Drama?
Oh, yeah, Total Web Drama.
Gave that a 5?
I gave it a 5 because
That's
it was
not,
so
I gave it a 4.
Funny.
I gave it a 4.
Funny.
I gave Business Proposal a 4.5.
I gave that a 4.5.
I gave Reset a 5.
I gave Reset
which,
a 5.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I gave Cup of Coffee a 5. That's just, I loved it. And then.
Okay. I'm behind on
Attorney
Wu,
I gave
down.
A 4.5.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. And then. Like, If You Wish Upon Me, I gave a 3. Like, was that my lowest this year? No, lowest is Triad Princess. That's, nope.
What?
Clover is the lowest this year.
Oh, my gosh.
No, it's not.
Wait, no,
you're my destiny's a 1.
Wow.
Should we give it a 0?
Oh, that was just.
Like, why do we spend 5 hours watching that? What a waste,
what a waste of five hours.
Oh, my gosh.
But if you want to have 3 hours,
yes,
that you will
yes.
not waste Emperor Bossy.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
a
no, no,
show
yeah. A 3.5
is a good score.
On a 5-point scale is still a good score.
Right.
So yeah, we really enjoyed this show. We hope you enjoyed us rambling a little bit.
Maybe sometime we should do an episode about our rating.
We should.
Yeah.
We should figure out a rubric. We've
yeah,
mentioned that before.
We should do that.
Definitely.
Okay.
So,
okay.
We hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you all next time.